Impacted maxillary canines occur in around 1 to 3% of the population. Twice as frequently in females and males, and 85% of the time, the impacted tooth is displaced towards the palate. Though the extraction of the adjacent primary canine is commonly performed in practice, recently the level of evidence supporting this idea has been called into question. In an effort to provide a robust level of evidence for this form of interceptive treatment, researchers from the Department of Orthodontics at the University of Gothenburg in Sweden conducted a prospective, randomized clinical trial to evaluate the technique. This study appears in the April 2015 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics, in the paper titled, Extraction of the Deciduous Canine as an Interceptive Treatment in Children with Palatal Displaced Canines, Part 1. Shall we extract the deciduous canine or not? The aim of the trial was to evaluate the effect of interceptive extraction of the deciduous canine in terms of rate and time of eruption of the permanent canine, as well as resorption of adjacent teeth. Trial participants included children between the ages of 10 and 13 with unilateral or bilateral palatal displaced canines, with retained deciduous canines and no history of orthodontic treatment. At baseline, a total of 67 patients underwent a clinical and CBCT examination and then were randomly assigned to either the treatment or control group. The exam and CBCT scan was repeated at 6 and 12-month follow-up appointments if the permanent canine remained unerupted. The radiographic data was used to assess the positional changes of the permanent canines over time and to qualify any associated root resorption. The exact timing of the successful canine eruption through gingiva was determined by a patient diary. For the results, the authors reported that the treatment and control groups did not differ at baseline in regards to average age or initial canine position. Following the trial, significantly more displaced canines erupted, and after less time, at the extraction sites compared with the untreated control site, with a prevalence of eruption of 69 and 39%, and times to eruption of 15 to 18 months respectively. The treatment group also saw greater improvements in canine position compared to the controls. However, no differences between groups were found in extent of root resorption of adjacent teeth. These results led the authors to conclude that the extraction of the deciduous canine is an effective treatment in patients with palatal displaced canines. This paper is an excellent follow-up to the now classic study by Erickson and Curall, which first described the success of this technique in terms of the overlap of the impacted canine crown and the root of the lateral incisor on a panoramic film. Using updated CBCT technology and an improved randomized controlled study design, the results of this new research, combined with the results of other recent trials, have made it abundantly clear that the deciduous canine should be extracted when palatal displaced canines are detected. You can find the complete version of this article by Nayumova and colleagues in the April 2015 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.